And I begin in the name of Jesus. Blessed are those who suffer. Happy are those who mourn. Fortunate are those who are persecuted. The word that is used in the Beatitudes, Makarioi, can be translated each of those ways: blessed, happy, fortunate. However we translate it, it doesn't typically fit with what is described in these famous sayings. How is it a blessing to be poor in spirit? How is it a blessing to mourn? Why is it a happy thing to be persecuted? The very things that Jesus says in these Beatitudes are difficult to wrap our heads around. They run contrary to most everything that we learn or expect or want, really. Who wants to suffer? Who wants to have mourning? Who wants to struggle at some point in their life? First, it's important to point out, Jesus is not giving us a to-do list. This is not, go and make yourself suffer so God will love you. That's not what's happening here. Instead, Jesus is speaking to those who are struggling. He is speaking to those who have suffered. He is speaking to those whose lives haven't been perfect or easy in every way. Today is All Saints' Day, the day that we remember and celebrate those saints who have gone before us. And as a congregation, we remember those members of our own community who have passed away, who have died in the past year. But we also remember and lift up those saints of old. And that word saint is usually a word that we attach to a certain type of person, a type of person maybe that we think almost lives in an alternative plane of reality, where they exist in some kind of relationship with God, above suffering, beyond doubt, beyond struggle, where they have magically put it all together and they have been rewarded for their faithfulness, for their goodness, by becoming a saint. But if you study the saints, you find most of them did not live perfect, easy, carefree lives. Many of them did struggle and suffer, even well into their sainthoods. The saints were not excluded from struggle. In fact, often they would point to their own troubles, their own frailties, their own failings as that which led them into deeper faith, a greater relationship with God. All Saints' Day is not meant to be a day that we remember those people who are somehow better than we could ever hope to be, or somehow live a life of faith that is beyond what we could hope to accomplish. If we do, then we're missing the very plain meaning of Jesus' words here at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when you struggle. Blessed are you when you mourn. Blessed are you when things don't go your way." Those very times when we might be most likely to believe that God has turned from us, that we have done something wrong, that we are being punished because bad things are happening, because we're struggling, because we're feeling lost. Jesus says we are not forsaken, we're not abandoned, but indeed we are blessed. That is not when our lives are perfect and we have everything figured out and we have no pain or struggle that we are closest to God, but quite the opposite. That God draws near to those who are in pain. God seeks out those who don't have all the answers. God cares for those who feel alone, who feel cast aside and marginalized. In those very places where we may feel alone, doubtful, in pain, in worry, in struggle, anxiety, those are the places that Jesus says God is near. Because in those places where we may find ourselves crying out, "God, why have you abandoned me?" we can turn and hear Christ shouting the same thing from his cross. My God, why have you abandoned me? Faith, the promise and presence of Christ, is not a reward for having everything right, is not a reward for those who somehow reach some mystical plane and are perfect and please God. No, faith is the very gift and is the tool for living people who experience struggle. It is the gift for people who live real lives, who know pain and suffering, which all of us will at some point. And if we get too caught up in thinking that suffering can never happen to me if I'm faithful enough, if I'm good enough, if I'm kind enough, then we can get ourselves trapped in a position of thinking, well, I must have done something wrong, when life inevitably does what life does and throws us curveballs, throws us things that we're not expecting, throws us moments of pain and suffering and worry, because we live in a world that isn't perfect. We live in a world where there is disease, death, where there is bias and hatred, in a world that has war, in a world where we too often take pain and pass it along to people around us as a way of trying to deal with or not deal with our own pain. Now, faith is the gift for us to live with questions, to find a way forward in suffering, to know we're not alone when there is doubt. Faith is the promise to us of a God who suffers along with us, of God who comes to experience with us this life, that we are not forgotten, that we are not abandoned. One of my favorite quotes comes from a call, Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway, a novel about World War I. And within that, there's this one line where he says, "The world breaks everyone. And afterward, many find that they are strong in the broken places." The world breaks everyone, and afterward, many find they're strong in the broken places. We cannot find that strength on our own. We as individuals cannot magically make everything around us flow perfectly or have all of the answers or do everything right every moment of every day. But within those moments of struggle and pain, in those places where we are broken, where we feel crucified, where death comes near in all of its many forms, there is the strength of God. There is the promise of God to offer us a way forward, to offer us hope and healing. I on my own cannot heal and fix and correct everything that is broken within this world, within myself. But blessed am I, for that is not my job to do on my own. Fortunate am I, because God comes to offer me a way forward. For God joins me into the eternal family of life and says that I am loved, that I am cared for, that I am not alone. Blessed are you, Jesus says, when you suffer. Blessed are you when you struggle. Not that these things in and of themselves are a blessing, but they are not a sign that God has forgotten us or abandoned us. They are not a sign that we are somehow evil and deserving of what happens to us. Instead, they are a call to us to seek the new life that God is growing, to seek the hope and promise that may come out of it, to seek the ways that we may become strong in those broken places, that God may heal and bring forth something better, something more whole for us, for the world around us. Blessed are we. And when we don't feel that suffering, that struggle, that pain, when we do indeed feel blessed and happy and have it all together, then the question becomes, how is it that I can share what has been given to me? Or the strength that I have learned from my brokenness to lift up and care for those around me? How can my gifts, what I have, be a way to bring forth hope, to reduce suffering, to show forth the love of God in what I do in the world around me? Blessed are you, Jesus says, because God is near, in good and in ill. God cares. God seeks to bring forth new life from those places of death. That after crucifixion and death comes resurrection and a new day and new life. That we are able to live not in fear, but in the hope that the kingdom of God is here, is happening here and now. Blessed are you, my siblings. Happy are you. Fortunate are you. In good or in bad, in joy or in sadness, because God is near, because God is with you, and God has declared that our lowest, most broken points, the worst that we will ever do, will never be the final chapter in the story of eternity. And that is good news. Amen.